UCA head coach Alan Gum joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Service Hotline. Coach Gum, hey, last night 30-0 over Grambling State. We've been talking about it today. Congratulations. And I got to ask, have you ever been a part of a 30-0 game?
Well, when the hot bat era back in, 3 or 4 years ago, when I was at Southern Arkansas, we scored 30 a couple times, but nothing like that, especially in this. It's just one of those things where all the hits fell through. We had a lot of walks and different things like that, and Grambling just happened to make the errors at the wrong time with a lot of runners on, stuff like that. So it was, I think it's something we kind of needed a game like that. I wouldn't want to play every one of them like that. That wouldn't be very fun, but we kind of needed something like that a little bit, and it worked out for us. I was proud of our guys, and like I said, the biggest thing is we didn't allow them to score, and that was the biggest thing I was looking at also.
Michael Marietta, your catcher slash first baseman, went 7-for-7 with 11 RBI, a grand slam, and two other bombs to go with it. His play last night, he's been a central cog for you this season, but just talk about what he did last night, because I know you know this, but going 7-for-7 in any type of ball game, that's a tough feat.
Oh, I don't care if playing slow pitch softball, 7-for-7 is tough to do, and he was very fortunate in this. We unloaded our lineup really early. But we had a couple of injuries, and it was one of those things where we were out of position players, and Michael had to play the whole game. And he ended up playing first late, but we were out of position players, and it happened to work out. And next thing you know, one hit after another and three home runs and three doubles. It was just an incredible night. And it really lined up for him because of the situation with a couple guys being hurt also, or we probably would have got him out of there early. But I was proud of him, broke a record in RBIs, with that, he's been struggling a little bit, worked a lot overtime in the cage on his own, doing different things. And then I know there's good things come to those who work hard, and it did last night for Michael.
Coach, and like you said, you don't want a lot of games to be how they were. It's always nice to win, but how do you get your team back grounded and let them know that every game is not going to be like that? You are going to have some closer games. What do you tell your team?
Well, I know I was hoping to get to play tonight, but the weather didn't let us because I knew A-State, it'd be a different story. I think they're number one in the nation in strikeout for nine, so we're just going to battle our offense versus their pitching and everything like that. But as far as that, I think our guys, I told them to enjoy it a little bit, but let's flush this one fast because, like I said, told them last night, they know that, and especially going into the South and play, it doesn't matter who we're playing. In the Southland, every game seems like it's a grind, and every game seems like it's a one-run game. And like last week at Northwestern, from the first pitch to the very last pitch, it felt like we couldn't take one pitch off. So hopefully our guys will come out. We're going to work out today and get in the weight room, do stuff like that. So hopefully we'll flush that one out pretty quick. I hope they do.
Coach, you guys have another Southland series this weekend against Nicholls State in Conway. And you guys have been in and out of the polls this year, but you keep winning. That's the thing, and that's got to be a good thing for not only the UCA fans, but just the recruiting for you. Just what's this, your third year?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the recruiting on the I've noticed we've been able to talk to a few more talented players that 2 years ago we weren't able to, and so we've got some guys coming in this weekend also. So. Well, it helps tremendously, and I know this, that good players want to play for good programs, and they want to win, and for us to get those really good players, we got to show them we can win, and that has been big as far as being in and out of the polls, but hanging around there, at least being close to it, and then also winning some big games against some top opponents, SEC opponents, and Big 12 also has helped a lot.
So if anybody was wanting to see the Bears in action tonight against Arkansas State, that game has been postponed due to the weather. But they will be in action this weekend in Conway. Coach, what time is the first pitch on Friday?
First pitch is 6 o'clock on Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturday, and then we'll go at 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock. No, let me take that back, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Now, Coach, what do y'all have to do, do you believe, to make it to a chance to go to Omaha? What kind of is y'all's road to go, not being in a power conference, I guess? So what do y'all have to do, the steps to take to make sure y'all get a chance to go there?
Well, one, we have to, of course, obviously we've got to keep winning, and we've got to get our, as far as that goes, we have to do well in the conference. And then the number one step, get to the conference tournament. But definitely to guarantee a chance is to regionals, win the conference tournament. But I think our conference, the Southland, last year was a two-team going to the regional. I really think it's a three-team conference as far as getting in the regional. And so we got to do that. But the way to guarantee it is win the conference tournament. And then that road to Omaha, you know, I always said, you know, we're not playing every team in the country. And it's, you know, people look at that, and I look at it like this. First of all, we've got to win an 8-team tournament. We win that one. And to win an 8-team tournament, you got to have quality starters, and you got to have a really good back-end pitcher, and then be good on offense. And if you win an 8-team tournament, that's the hardest tournament to win. Then you go to a 4-team tournament. When you win an 8 in the Southland, you can win a 4-team tournament. You win a 4, then it's a 2-team tournament. And then 2-team tournament, you need two arms and a back-end closer to get it done, and then get hot and get the right bounce at the right time. Then you win that 2-team tournament, you're back in that 8-team tournament. If that makes any sense. But we're not playing every team, so it's just one step at a time. And, yeah, when you get to that point of the year, it's the team that gets the break, gets the bounce at the right time. And I think the Southland's on the verge, and I think our teams in the Southland have shown we can compete a bit against any team in the country. If, you know, we got to play good ball. We got to have good pitching and defense and everything like that. But that's what it takes, and that's our mindset on that. But the first step is the conference, get in the conference tournament, and let everything go from there.
Well, Coach Alan Gum, the UCA baseball coach, joining us on Overtime. We appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend. I may try to make it out for Saturday's game.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Hey, man, thank you. RJ, thanks. Take care.